Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble performing Henry Mancini's Moon River a few years ago on Route 51. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today, for the 12th consecutive year here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we welcome back to our studios direct from Miami, on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews, on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Sheena Gutierrez, on viola, Kenneth Martinson, and double bassist, Cindy Blandino. The members of the South Beach Chamber Ensemble are back in north central Wisconsin for their annual Up North Tour, with two performances in Wausau this weekend and two more the following weekend in Minocqua and Wausau. For the next hour, Michael and his musicians will be performing highlights from these upcoming shows. He often has some surprises for us. In addition to the traditional classical selections, in past years South Beach has performed the music of, yes, Henry Mancini, Cole Porter, George and Ira Gershwin, Jimi Hendrix, The Beatles, and Lady Gaga. Because of the special nature of this morning's program, we will not be taking phone calls. And Michael, thank you so much for being back with us today. This is a show that I always look forward to, and it's good to have you with us. Michael, by my count, you've been doing this tour for 12 years now. We're very proud to be part of it with you.
It's always great to be back in Wausau. I grew up here, and we have a beautiful house on Stark Street. It's good to be with my family, get out of the heat and humidity of Miami.
It must be good to be back home. Miami is kind of a warm and uncomfortable place this time of the year.
It is, and I get out just at the right time.
Now, this coming Saturday, July 15th, 6 p.m. at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, that's at 504 Grant Street, it's your annual Mozart on the Move concert. Tell us about that.
Well, we started it in Miami to do a more informal kind of program geared for families and children. And We start with Mozart because Mozart is such a wonderful composer, and then we mix it up with, in the past we've done Beatles and Gershwin and a lot of others that you mentioned. But the important thing about this program is that we also work with high school students, so they work with us for three or four rehearsals and perform with us in the second half of the program. And the other great thing about the concert is it's at the atrium of the UU Church, and you can bring a picnic. You can bring some wine. You can really have a great time.
And then this Sunday afternoon, July 16th, starting at noon in St. John's Episcopal Church, that's 330 McClellan Street in Wausau, it's Haydn, Hindemith, and Milhaud. Tell us about that concert.
Well, I think it's probably the only program in all of Wisconsin that is that selection of pieces. Haydn was the father of the string quartet, so he wrote a lot of string quartets and symphonies. So we're doing the Quinton, which is based on the fifths. The chords of the higher strings are tuned in fifths. So that's, you'll hear that in the Haydn selection we do today. And then Hindemith is, it's eight pieces, and Hindemith is a different kind of composer. His harmonic language is not as like clean as, say, Haydn or Mozart or Beethoven, but it's very interesting music. And the French, the Millot is really, we've been working on it this week, and it's very interesting music. It's a lot of thick tonal, foundational sound. And sometimes, like Ken was saying the other day, sometimes the palate is limited, but he creates beauty out of limited palate.
And then the following weekend, there's a performance of Dvorak and Ravel piano trios. That's Friday evening, July 21st at 7 p.m. at St. Matthias Episcopal Church, 403 East Chicago Avenue in Minocqua, and then wrapping things up the following Sunday again at the First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. Michael, this is the first time Minocqua has been included in the Up North Tour.
Well, we actually had a concert last year with at St. Matthias. It was sort of a separate kind of concert, but people loved it. We had done some salons in Hazelhurst with the Hagies, and they...
So you did do that last year as well.
We did it, but it wasn't part of South Beach Up North officially. It was like an unofficial secret. And so people loved the music up there, and they wanted us back, and we organized it ahead of time to have it included in this series.
And then you'll be joined by pianist Lie Tanaka for those piano trios, correct?
Yeah, she is a gem. We have – it's so – you know, we were trying to find a pianist because Molly Roseman was getting too busy in the summer, and she recommended one of her students many years ago. And so Lie is brilliant. She's working – she'll be working on her doctorate. And when you talk to her today, you can she can ask her more. But she is really easy to work with and fun and a delight.
And Lie is in the studio with us, although she's not performing for this on-air performance. Well, let's get right into it. We've got a lot of live music ahead of us. You're going to start with a piece by Joseph Haydn. Tell us about that, Michael.
Well, as I said, you know, Haydn was actually the inventor of the form. He was at the Esterházy Palace, and he might have had two favorite violinists, a violist and a cellist, and so he wrote this piece for two violins, viola and cello, and it turned out to be the string quartet. And this is an opus 76, so it's a much later quartet. He also wrote over 100 symphonies, so he is really the foundation of string playing for us. And this is the first movement of the quartet, opus 76, number 2, the Allegro.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau.
Thank you.
You're listening to a special live performance of the South Beach Chamber Ensemble on Route 51. Well, thank you so much, Michael. South Beach Chamber Ensemble on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews. On violin, Sarah Schreffler and Sheena Gutierrez. And on viola, we have Kenneth Martinson. And also on double bass, Cindy Blandino. And thank you, Michael. I just turned 65, which is kind of an awesome event.
And we're sharing that year together.
We just heard a composition by Haydn. He was an 18th century Austrian composer. His music has certainly stood the test of time.
Yeah, he was a genius, as was Mozart and a lot of the other composers, you know, Beethoven. But his music stands the test of time.
What is it about his music that makes it relevant more than 200 years later in the 21st century?
Well, I believe, first of all, it's tuneful and it's easy to listen to. And he's also delightful. He's humorous and funny at times. He's serious. He really runs the gamut of all human emotion.
And we're about to hear some music by a more contemporary composer, Paul Hindemith, a German violinist and violist who died in 1963. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he started playing the violin very young. So I'm trying to encourage music education for young people, especially nowadays where the arts are being cut back. And so the Wausau Conservatory of Music is doing a brilliant job with supporting young people and leading them to music and the arts. But so Hindemith was sometimes a difficult composer to understand, but it's worth understanding him.
He was partially of Jewish ancestry, and he had to leave Germany in 1938 because of the Nazis. The Nazis condemned some of his work as degenerate. Hitler's propaganda minister called him, and this is a quote, an atonal noisemaker. That's Joseph Goebbels.
Right. There were problems, as with Shostakovich in Russia at that time. It's difficult being a musician or a composer or an artist under difficult times.
Tell us about the selections you're about to perform by Paul Hindemith.
Well, this is the 8 pieces, Opus 44, number 3, and I would believe they were written maybe for younger kids, so they're very easily accessible, and they're very short pieces, so we're doing 5 of the 8 pieces.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live on Wisconsin Public Radio's Route 51. Thank you.
Thank you.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble performing the music of Paul Hindemith live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble's Up North Tour is sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio. They perform at 6 Saturday evening, July 15th at the First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau, at noon Sunday, July 16th at St. John's Episcopal Church in Wausau, at 7 p.m. the following Friday, July 21st at St. Matthias Episcopal Church in Minocqua, and at noon the following Sunday at the First UU Church in Wausau. You can find out more about them at sobechamberensemble.org. I'm Glenn Moberg. We're going to take a short break. We will have much more right after this.
Support for WPR comes from the International Wisconsin Ginseng Festival, September 15th to the 17th in Wausau, offering ginseng-themed foods, hands-on activities, live music, and more. WisconsinGinsengFestival.com. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-Law.com.
South Beach Chamber Ensemble performing the great George and Ira Gershwin composition, Someone to Watch Over Me. Our musicians and guests today, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Sheena Gutierrez on viola, Kenneth Martinson, and double bassist Cindy Blandino. I'm Glenn Moberg. Michael George and Ira Gershwin were not considered chamber orchestra musicians, but they wrote some great American pop standards that certainly lent themselves to chamber music.
Well, I think they were one of the first crossover from the sort of the pop and music, you know, songwriting era into having them be really important for classical musicians. You know, Porgy and Bess and some of the songs, they've come into the classical music world.
Now, in some ways, chamber music, because it is intimate and performed on a small scale with just four or five musicians, a lot like country music or pop standards or rock music, it does make it very accessible to modern audiences.
It does. You know, it started out with music in the King's Chamber. That's why it was called chamber music, but it really is for everybody, and it is intimate, so people can, you know, see the hair on the bow and you know the look of the violinist and how they're concentrating or they're shifting up on the violin or the bass player, you know, they really get intimate up close look.
Well, we're very intimate and up close with all five of you. We have all five of these musicians plus Liet Tanaka, the pianist who isn't performing today, crammed into a very small Wisconsin Public Radio studio. So let's meet the musicians. Sarah Schreffler, you've been the concertmaster at Musica Nova in Phoenix. You've performed as a soloist with that Baroque orchestra. You're also on the faculty of the Arizona School for the Arts.
Yes, I am. All endeavors that I have loved doing and continue to love.
You've been with us several times in the past. What's new with you this year?
What's new with me? I guess probably the most exciting thing for me is my friends, my dearest friends and colleagues and I have formed a quartet called the Burn City String Quartet in Phoenix. And our most exciting things that we're doing involve promoting and performing the music written by young contemporary composers who are from Arizona.
What does it take to be a good violin player? What's most important to you? Is it the tone? Is it the technique? Is it a combination of everything?
To be a good violin player is going to take what it takes to be great at anything, and that's going to be discipline, hard work, and making sure that you commit to doing what you want to do.
Also on violin today, we have Sheena Gutierrez. Sheena, this is your first time on Route 51. It's good to have you here. You are a native of Bolivia. Tell us about the music scene in that country and how it inspired you.
Hi, Glenn. Thank you for having me today. Music in Bolivia, it's mostly folkloric music. We have different genres, cuecas, sayas, and I would actually be listening a lot of this music thanks to my parents. My parents love music, and they always put music on the radio or, the, you know, back then it was cassette tapes before CDs. So they would put that on during the whole evening or when we're cleaning the house the whole day. So I would always be around that music scene.
Now, you were introduced to the violin at the age of 12 with Mariana Carreras, a violinist from Havana. Tell us about that.
Yes. Oh, Mariana. I found her 4 days before my biggest audition. Well, that time it was my biggest audition before New World School of the Arts. She gave me lessons every day, 4 days before my auditions. And thanks to her, I got into New World School of the Arts. And also because of that, I studied with Tom Moore, who also used to be one of the founding members of this chamber series here in South Beach up north. And I also got to study with him. I was very fortunate to meet him and meet Michael through him.
Tom Moore is a fantastic musician. He was with us with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble a few years back. I read on your website that you play the Opus 809 Kemp violin made by Douglas Cox. He's a violin maker in Brattleboro, Vermont. What's special about the instrument that you're playing today?
Well, this instrument was given to me on loan by the Sphinx organization. I'm very fortunate to be with them. I did a competition in 2011, and once you're with the Sphinx, you're part of what they call la familia, the family. And through them, I was fortunate enough to get a violin loan for a year. And I found Douglas Cox on one of the lists that they had there. He was a very nice man. He sent me bunches of violinists to try out. And this was the one that I liked to try out. And I would totally loved to keep. So we'll see that in the future.
It's got great tone. Sheena Gutierrez, thanks so much. On viola, back with us again is Kenneth Martinson. Ken, you're from Madison. You were the president of the International Viola Society. And you are also the owner of Gems Music Publications, a company devoted to promoting rare and previously out-of-print viola scores. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I started my company in 2008, and it came out of a need of filling a void for viola players wanting to play fresh and new things instead of, you know, Brahms and Schubert all the time. So I especially got into the music of Alessandro Rolla, who is an Italian composer. He wrote more music for the instrument than anybody, about 22 viola concertos, and about 78 violin viola duets, several viola duets, and
But what gems have you found that might have vanished without the work of your company preserving these old scores?
Let me mention two that have come out recently, one of which I'm going to be performing in New Zealand. It's a concerto for viola and orchestra. It was unfinished. He wrote it at a friend of his, a painter's, and apparently the painter had a stroke, and the manuscript was left unfinished at his house in the chaos of everything. So I got a hold of this manuscript, and I actually finished the concerto, finishing the orchestra parts. And so that'll be premiered in New Zealand after being sitting around since 1812. And the other piece just came out, solo work by John Harbison, who's actually a Wisconsin native, and it was a piece for solo viola he wrote in 1961, while he was a student at University of Michigan. And the piece actually just won an award, a Paul Revere Award, with the American Music Publishers Association.
Fantastic. Kenneth Martinson. Also with us today, but not performing here, is pianist Lie Tanaka. Lie, you're a native of Japan. You started playing at the age of 3. By the age of 10, you'd won first place at the Muse Daito, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Piano Festival in Osaka. Music clearly an important part of your childhood.
Yes, it has been, and thank you for having me. It's great to be here. My mother was a piano teacher, so she has taught me piano all throughout elementary school until I actually went to study with a very important teacher for me. And she would put me in a practice room for 6 hours a day, lock me in there. I with some typical Japanese mother teaching kind of thing I had to go through. But yes.
You got your bachelor's of music at UW Stevens Point, your master's at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, and you perform frequently in the Twin Cities and here in central Wisconsin. What do you like about the Midwest?
So I got to Stevens Point kind of by accident or chance. My teacher I was going to study was Rafi Besalian. He was teaching in New Jersey when I first met him. And 2 months before I was going to move to New Jersey to study with him, he said, I accepted a position in UW Stevens Point. So do you want to come with me? So I said, yes. I didn't know anything about Wisconsin or Stevens Point, but I met wonderful people. I met my fiancé there, and I am his part of his family now. And I was given so much opportunities at UWSB in my undergrad, and I've just connected with so many people. Here, people here are just so given and just believe in me, believe in music and art. It's been really, really wonderful.
When you go to Culver's, what's your favorite Wisconsin food?
Oh, you're going to ask me. Well, of course, cheese curds.
All right. Lie Tanaka, who is going to be performing on piano with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Cindy Blandino, welcome back. You studied with David Perlman at the Cleveland Institute of Music. You were the principal double bass in the Canton Symphony, the Ohio Chamber Orchestra, and the New Cleveland Opera. You studied chamber music at the Blossom Music Festival, and you played in the Colorado Philharmonic, and you are currently the principal bass in the Phoenix Opera and Musica Nova Orchestra. What is it about Arizona with you people?
Well, I lived in Arizona for 20 years, and I've recently moved to L.A., so I'm commuting back. At least all last year, I commuted back to play in Phoenix, which was 6.5 hours on a long, long, dusty road.
And it's kind of hot in Arizona
this
year.
It is indeed, but I'm not there, so you'd have to talk to Sarah about that.
The bass is a big instrument. Have you ever wished you learned the violin instead?
Oh, if I had, a dime for every time everybody asked that. I picked this instrument because my parents couldn't afford a rental, and the school said, well, if you'll play the bass, you can just have it. And I think it was meant to be, so.
Now, you've also performed in the Dominican Republic and Venezuela, which is where you met Michael Andrews.
Indeed.
And there's a real Latin flavor that runs through a lot of your performances. Talk about that.
Well, one of the things that happened last year that really brought it sort of full circle for me is when Michael and I were in Venezuela, we played in the Caracas Philharmonic under the direction of Aldemaro Romero, who was the music director, a very famous musician in Venezuela. And he was also a composer and wrote a string piece called Fuga con Pajarillo, which is a fugue for string orchestra. And I brought that back to Arizona, and along with Sarah, our students performed that piece. And his daughter became aware of that performance and was just delighted that her father's music had traveled across the world to be played.
Thank you, Cindy Blandino, on double bass today. And finally, Michael Andrews, you grew up in Wausau. You attended the University of Illinois and the University of Wisconsin, spent 5 years playing in Venezuela, touring the Caribbean, returned to the U.S., taught at the Wausau Conservatory, then to Florida to create the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. And that first year of the Up North Tour was 2006. Here we are again.
Yes, it's amazing. I can't believe it's been 12 years, and we hope it's another 12 years.
You have a new project you're involved with called Music Unites Us, Miami to Havana. Talk about that.
Well, I hadn't written an international culture exchange grant for many years, and one of my new board members is Julian Orbon, and probably no one's heard of him, but you've probably heard of his father's music. His most famous one is Guantanamera. So we have a very strong Cuban connection now, and he said we should play in Cuba, and we had commissioned a piece, the quintet on the poems of Carlos Pintado, which we actually performed here many years ago with Pamela Marshall, the composer, and Carlos being here. And people in Wausau loved it, and we performed in Miami. And the next logical step is to take it back to Havana. So we are working on that for hopefully spring break of next year.
Let's get back to live music. We're going to hear next some Vivaldi, followed by an Argentinian piece, a well-known composition by Gerardo Matos Rodriguez called La Cumbrecita. Thank you. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. We'll be back with more after this.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. Support also comes from attorneys Sturgill and Long, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and the Michigan Upper Peninsula. Information is at 888-613-0600.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble performing a classic John Lennon and Paul McCartney tune, Eleanor Rigby, on Route 51. I'm Glenn Moberg. We've got them with us again in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on the first appearance of their annual Up North Tour, the 12th time we've done this on Route 51, on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews, on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Sheena Gutierrez, on viola, Kenneth Martinson, and on double bass, Cindy Blandino. Michael, you like to stretch the envelope for chamber music. You've also performed compositions by many of the great songwriters and jazz composers. And here on Route 51, we even heard from you Lady Gaga and even a rendition of Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
Well, one of the new things we're doing this year is ABBA. Many people grew up with ABBA. It's really interesting. The students we're working with know the songs but never knew who they were. So we are doing the best of ABBA, and we're also doing a new song on Saturday by Seal.
And we always make a pitch for public funding for the arts and art education. The funding is always precarious, but now with local school districts facing millions of dollars in cutbacks because the money has been cut by state governments all over, not just in Wisconsin, it's harder and harder for local communities to raise money through school referendums. And how do you get through to these people and let them know that funding for art and music education is critical?
Well, I think Wausau is a great place because they have the Performing Arts Foundation and Sean Wright, and he does a brilliant job in bringing world-class music, and not just music, but the arts and musicals and dance and ballet to Wausau. And you know, we've been supported by the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin for 12 years. And, you know, we are a unique organization. We are the only chamber music in Wausau, and each of our concerts is unique. But I also want to give a shout out to my board, because especially our newest board member, Jim Force, has tripled our corporate sponsors. So Jim Force, Jane Yonke Johnson, Sonia Ackerman, Christine Peterson, Doug Hostler, and Kathy Laughlin. They've really been great in supporting South Beach Up North.
Is it easy to get young people to love chamber music? How do you reach them?
Well, I just did. I was hired by the community, Wausau Conservatory of Music and Paula Clark to do their string camp. And there are, I was surprised at how many kids were there and all these great cello players, you know, high school kids from all over the area. So there is interest for music and fine music and teaching, especially at the Wausau Conservatory. They have great teachers, Ann Johnson, you know, Patrick Langer, Kirsten Hornby, and, you know, Paula Clark. I actually grew up with her sister Kathy. So I have a very special, I'm very close to the community, to the Wausau Conservatory.
All right, we are running out of time, so let's hear one final composition or a series of compositions by the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, the music of ABBA on Route 51.
Thank you.
We want to thank today's guests, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews, on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Sheena Gutierrez, on viola, Kenneth Martinson, and double bassist Cindy Blandino. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble's Up North Tour is sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio. They perform at 6 Saturday evening at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street in Wausau, at noon Sunday, July 16th, at St. John's Episcopal Church, 330 McClellan Street in Wausau, at 7 p.m. the following Friday, July 21st, at St. Matthias Episcopal Church, 403 East Chicago Avenue in Minocqua, and at noon the following Sunday, July 23rd, at the First UU Church in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer and audio engineer, Rick Ryer. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.